I welcome our viewers from the parishes of the Diocese of Spokane, and even those from other states who may have intentionally or even accidentally stumbled onto our Holy Thursday Mass in our Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes. I have a classmate, Father Bob Casey, a well-respected pastor of two parishes in South Boston, who may be watching this right now. I fully expect, however, for him to text me later this evening and report that those viewing this Mass here in Eastern Washington might be in the numbers of hundreds or so, but he will report to me that his Mass in Boston was seen by thousands, including people who live in the seven continents of the world. Live streaming these holy days is far from ideal. The truth is, you, God's holy people, want to be with your pastors, your priests, and your parishes to be nourished in word and sacrament. Yet in our own state of Washington, as with most others in America and beyond, the public celebration of masses and the sacraments has been greatly restricted. I have received emails and phone calls from the faithful expressing great sadness that they are not able to experience the Triduum. I am grateful for the faith that God has blessed so many of you with, a faith that you try and live each day. So this evening, whether at home or in this cathedral, we recall the instructions of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, to eat and drink in his memory. We hear again his command to love and to serve others. At the heart of the Holy Thursday liturgy is a mandate. As disciples, we are called to serve as Jesus did, whether at home or at work or in school, the parish, the wider community in which we live. Perhaps at no other time in modern history have so many, even at risk of their own health, carried out this call to serve others. From our Lord himself, we learn that our service should be characterized by joy, freedom, gentleness, and humility. In the psalm prayers of the breviary, a phrase is often used, especially in the Easter season, in relation to the service of others. May our actions radiate the glory of the resurrection. Whenever I hear that phrase, I think back to a friend, Sister Rosalie Pisa, a Notre Dame sister who served up until last summer as the vicar of religious in her diocese. Even now into her late 80s, she still assists others with great joy and humor, rooted deeply in her faith in Jesus Christ. My mom and my own aunt, inspired by the example of Vincent de Paul and the Daughters of Charity, always stress the importance of joyful service. They tell us, if you complain, you'll lose the graces God gives you when you help others. A gloomy Christian is a contradiction in terms. In fact, Pope Francis refers to this as the sourpuss ministry. The Italians call it the musalunga, the long face. And Father Mike Keane, a mentor from my days as a young priest, used the Irish and more graphic image, don't serve God's people with the vomit face. Who, after all, likes a gloomy waiter or waitress? One scripture scholar reminds us, doesn't their disposition, cheerful or sour, affect our enjoyment of a meal? The same is true in Christian service. We must do so with joy. But a second characteristic is what we do, it must be done out of love, not out of personal gain or for honor or glory. As the Mass of this Holy Thursday commemorates the institution of the priesthood, we, as your priests, must examine our motives each day. We were called by our Lord and ordained to serve so that we may help save souls. This vocation is priceless and requires sacrifice. And at this time, I thank those priests I have called to take a change in assignment, knowing that they reluctantly leave the people they love to serve, but have accepted another call, another assignment, because they see in their ministry a call to live the life of Christ's love. A third element is gentleness. Our world is violent, sinful, dangerous, and in such an environment, we can believe that power and force, aggression and greed are the only ways to achieve anything, and that they're necessary and inevitable. Earlier this week, on Monday, in Southern California, the LA Sheriff's Department received a call at 3 a.m. for a family disturbance. A 26-year-old man allegedly punched his mother, accusing her of hiding, you guessed it, toilet paper. She thought he was using too much, she told the sheriff deputy. It's believed that there is going to be an increase in domestic altercations as residents across the nation are strained under the stay-at-home orders. But gentleness, to which we're called, stands in sharp contrast to this violence that we often see around us. Violence demands, imposes, and dominates. Christian gentleness invites, proposes, and supports. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. That then is the fourth quality of Christian service, humility. Jesus is inviting us to be servants, and the servant is the best of teachers, for his or her actions give witness to the one who unites us here tonight. The washing of feet is not allowed tonight by decree of the Holy See. Yet every day in our homes and beyond, feet can be washed in many different ways, and the care and concern we show for those in need. Earlier today, at an empty St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis, in his Holy Thursday Mass homily, spoke to priests throughout the world in these words. Words, however, that I believe apply to all the faithful, especially those of you viewing today. Pope Francis said, I tell you one thing, do not be stubborn like Peter. Allow your feet to be washed. The Lord is your servant. He is close to you to give you strength. And so with this awareness of the need to be washed, be great forgivers. Forgive. A great heart has generosity and forgiveness. It is the measure by which we will be measured. As you have forgiven, you will be forgiven. Do not be afraid to forgive. Sometimes, yes, there are doubts, but look to Christ on the crucifix. There is everyone's forgiveness. On this Holy Thursday evening, which seems so different from every other beginning of a Triduum, we appreciate even more perhaps what one news commentator offered for a reflection during these times. He asked, will Americans now, shaken by the reality of a risky universe caused by a rogue virus, rediscover the God who proclaimed himself sovereign over every catastrophe? We ourselves may not need to rediscover, but certainly all of us are in need of tremendous gratitude to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who washes our feet and teaches us to do the same Lord that we receive, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the gift of himself, the Holy Eucharist, the sacrifice of a Mass.